And as you know, we've been following on the subject of the healing power of Jesus, and it has been tremendous to, over the weeks here, the different testimonies people have given that God has been at work in their lives. And you know, it's wonderful thinking of the healing, and especially of course for the people who have received healing. It can be transforming in their lives. But it's also great to hear of the sort of power in the healings as well. But I think the most exciting bit by far is to realize that God is amongst us.
Yes.
And that he is at work amongst us. And for all of us, we can take heart and great encouragement from that, the knowledge that Jesus is here. Well, tonight we're just having a very brief look at the resurrection again. Taddy covered it in much more detail this morning. I, of course, was in Sunday school, so I didn't hear what he said. So I have a feeling I might be covering some of the same ground and even reading a few of the same passages. But here, isn't it wonderful that we can rejoice today in the resurrection, when things around us, you know, everything else in this life goes downhill, but the resurrection goes uphill. You know, it's the one hope that we have. I'm just going to start. I'm going to read a few different passages tonight, actually. I know, I think Taddy maybe read a whole dose last week when he was speaking on Sunday evening, filling in for me. Thank you, Taddy. But when Jesus was comforting Lazarus' sister when Lazarus had died, and someone spoke on this a number of weeks ago, Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" And of course, Martha at the time, she did believe in the resurrection. It was a faraway thing. It was something that would happen at the end of the age, and it was quite distant from her. And it's quite easy then to believe in something that's quite distant from you. It doesn't put any pressure on your day-to-day life. But Jesus was confronting her, saying, "I am the resurrection and the life." And Martha didn't quite get it. Just as Taddy was explaining this morning, that the disciples didn't quite get it. The whole idea that Jesus was going to die and be raised again. They didn't get it. Everything they saw of was probably sort of far away. They believed it. They believed Jesus was the resurrection and the life. But it didn't mean anything to them in the here and now. Well, I just want to read from Luke 24. I think this is maybe a passage that Taddy read. Did you read Luke 24 this morning? Well, let's read it again. And I'll give you the right way of it. No, only joking. I'm not really going to be making too much comment on it, but it'll maybe remind you of some of the things Taddy spoke on. It's amazing how quickly, I always find it's amazing how quickly a sermon can go straight out of your mind. And it's really good to have wee prompters, wee reminders. And one good reminder is just simply to make a note of the passage that the person spoke from and to read it again during the week. And it's amazing how that the Spirit uses that to jog your memory as to things that were spoken to you. Well, anyway, Luke chapter 24. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the woman took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, there they are, wondering what was happening. While they were there wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, he has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, 'The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again.'" Then they remembered his words. You see, that's the reminder coming again, that the Spirit prompting them to remember the word of the Lord. And they remembered, that's right. That's exactly what we heard. And probably, yes, and we heard it that way. And then again, and then. And probably thought of, how many times did he tell us and we didn't get it? When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to 11 and to the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the woman because their words seemed to them like nonsense. like, they're obviously, they're traumatized, it's post-traumatic stress syndrome kicking in here. Don't worry, ladies, you know, your flush will be over in a minute. But they were the agents. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. Here Peter is, just like the women, wondering what on earth has happened. Wondering and wondering. I love imagining events like this, especially something is 3 days as dramatic as you could not imagine in the lives of these people, the apostles, the disciples, the women, and all those people that were connected to Jesus in some way. Because first of all, there's the sadness, and then the shock that, you know, probably through the sadness of what's happening to Jesus, they're still expecting him to go, that's enough, you know. They're not expecting him to actually die, and then the shock of him actually dying. And then comes this shock that something more has happened. And not quite sure what it is. People telling stories. Some people are saying, he's alive, what? And the shock changes, a different type of shock. And then the inexpressible joy of realizing that it is true. Jesus is alive. A tremendous thing to watch, almost as we watch from the outside. We watch the penny slowly rolling and finally drop in these people's lives. And as Taddy was pointing out this morning, you know, they should have known. The penny should have dropped long before Jesus went to the cross, but the penny didn't drop. They still didn't understand what Jesus had been talking about, even though he spoke so plainly to them. But the penny finally dropped. He's alive. And very soon afterwards we hear, and I'm going to read it just from Acts chapter 2, we hear Peter talking so confidently about what has happened. And this is only a matter of weeks later. In Acts chapter 2, I'm going to read, from verse 22. Acts chapter 2. Men of Israel, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among you through him, as you yourselves know. This man was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. And then if you move over to verse 31, seeing what was ahead, David spoke of the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not abandoned to the grave, nor did his body see decay. God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of the fact. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. And that once the penny did drop, and then once the Spirit came, there was no holding the church back. Out they went, spreading this good news. And of course, they didn't go out on their own. They went with the power of the Spirit, and they went with Jesus with them. Because Jesus had told them before he ascended to heaven, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. So here we are tonight. And it's that same truth that is dawning on us. It is that same penny. Let's see how well he knows his Bible, whether he can get all the pages in the right order. Sorry, everyone's watching you as you put the Bible back together, waiting to see if the lightning comes down out of heaven. I'll move. Yeah, here we are tonight, and it's that same truth dawning. It's that same penny dropping in our lives. As we start to witness things happening in people's lives that are very real and tangible, and the penny starts to drop, Jesus is here. Jesus, and we all know Jesus is alive. We all believe in the resurrection. But the reality of it starts to affect the here and now. and not just about the sort of when we die we'll go to be with him, but the actual resurrection starts to have a meaning for us. Jesus is alive, and he is here with us tonight in Shiloh Christian Fellowship. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in their midst. Jesus is here. Tonight we recognize this truth, and we're going to spend, as we have done over the previous weeks, we're going to spend a little time simply acknowledging that Jesus is here. And realizing that Jesus isn't dead. He's alive, and very much just as alive as he was for those women. And I'm thinking of Mary, you know, seeing him in the garden and not recognizing him. And so it can often be with us when God speaks to us, we don't recognize him. And we're like Gardner, we're like talking to our thoughts in our head, going, you know, get away from here, you thought, you know, not recognizing sometimes that God is speaking to us through how he prompts us, through how he leads us to a passage of scripture, maybe, or a prayer to pray, or for a word to speak to somebody. So we're going to spend some time to wait on him, acknowledging that he's here and is real today as he was to the two on the road to Emmaus. And we're going to wait for the prompting. This isn't, we're not going to spend a time, we're not going to have a half hour prayer meeting. We're not going to have a half hour scripture reading. We're just going to have a time waiting for God to speak to us. And please feel free. I find in times like this, I'm never 100% sure that it's God speaking to me. I always find faith and doubt are two sides of the same coin. And so while I sometimes doubt that it's God that's speaking to me, I also need to have the faith that it is God speaking to us. We're amongst friends, so speak out with the confidence. Yes, and we're going to wait for the prompting of that same one who appeared to Mary, the same one who appeared to the disciples, the same one who appeared to over 500 in Jerusalem, the same one who appeared to Saul on the Damascus Road. The same one is here today. So I'm going to open with a word of prayer, or I'm going to continue with a word of prayer, and then Talia will probably come and say a few words, and then we're going to have a time waiting for the risen one to speak. Lord, we just praise you, and we thank you that you are indeed alive. And Lord, you, whilst on one hand you're seated at the right hand of your Father in heaven, yet by your Spirit you're in our midst tonight. You're, as it were, walking amongst us tonight. You're, as it were, sitting beside us tonight. Lord, just as real as when Mary saw you in the garden. Just as real as when you went into that upper room when the doors were locked. Just as real as the two men on the way to Emmaus walked with you. Lord, may that penny really drop for us tonight in an ever-increasing way. And Lord, I just pray that you will use this time to move again in our lives for your glory. Amen.
Okay, again.